Welcome to this episode of LSE Streetlight. We're your hosts, Dylan and Zach. In each episode, we speak to members of the LSE community on issues and recent events on campus.
In this episode, we ask students for their opinions on student activism and protests on and off campus. What are your thoughts on student activism and protests at the LSE?
I think student activism is a very effective way of exploring and producing your ideas, especially when linking to your beliefs and transforming what you learn to real political beliefs. So I think it's a really effective way of expressing our views. And as a student from Hong Kong and the recent movement in Hong Kong, you can understand how protests in the centre of being a part of a community, and it really represents how important it is to have a voice and to express your ideas in general, I think.
During the summer, I went to protest for Palestine.
Yeah.
And there was another thing that was happening with Brazil and Latin American countries. And then it's just like a place to go to, you know, find out other things that are happening in the world and maybe open your eyes to other political issues.
Everyone has like a right to express their own opinion because...
Free country.
It's a free country. This is an international school, so obviously there are going to be different opinions. People are going to be coming from different places, so have different experiences. And everyone has the right to express their opinion because we are a place of education, we are an institution, so we need to be like open to everyone.
I think it's very important that all students speak out their voice about different subjects. I think that because we are the future, it's very interesting that no one is passive about this situation and everyone keeps talking and acting. But I think that it needs to be respectful because if we're like representing our school during the protest, I think it is very important that they stay respectful and peaceful. But apart from that, I think it's a very good and important initiative.
I'm not personally involved in any of the student action things, but I did notice the protest and I saw a lot of like social media posts about when it happened. I personally think that level of disruptive student action shouldn't really be tolerated in the premises of a school. Because, I mean, this is the place that people go to study and to listen to dissenting opinions. That's the point of the school. If you're going to censor an opinion, then it kind of defeats the purpose of whole academic discussion. Because part of the whole reason why it's important is because you don't believe in it. And even if you go out after the discussion or after that speaker speaks, the Palestinian guy, right? No, the Israeli supporter, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, after that person leaves and you still believe in your views, that's fine, but at least you gain the idea of what the opposition is talking about. And it was just a bit too like chaotic, I think, to be tolerated in a school.
Would you say that you're a student activist? Do you have any experience participating in or organizing student movements yourself?
I wouldn't say it's like my central identity, but I still think it's important for people to participate in causes that they're passionate about and to get involved in their community. So no, I wouldn't say it's like my main thing, but I do try my best if I'm free to get involved and make an extra effort.
Social campaigns, as in like advocacy, yes,
yeah, advocacy.
I did back in Egypt, like advocating for children's rights back in my university in Egypt. But I don't think I'm familiar with protesting.
I'm not sure to call myself an activist, but I'm definitely political. Like, I'm a member of a political party. I'll have debates with people, like, one-on-one, absolutely fine. But, like, I think that unless it's, like, a formal structure, like with a political party, then a lot of the time a message is just gonna kind of lost in the void with all the different opinions that, like, students will have on, like, certain issues.
I've seen them, like, been on the streets, but I wasn't protesting.
No, neither. I've not actively...
So I'm assuming neither of you have, like, plans to take part in it while you're here?
If it was something that really concerned me, and I think would make a difference, then I would.
Yeah. Yeah, if it's a cause that's definitely worth, you know, having a voice, then I will join the crowd. And... And it doesn't even have to be something that I completely think is right. It's just, if I know it's right, it doesn't have to affect me necessarily completely personally, but if I know it affects other people, then I will, join.
Yeah.
I have never, I'm the first year I just arrived, I haven't been in a protest yet, but maybe if I find one that I'm really engaged in, I would love to participate.
What are your opinions on the effectiveness of student action or protest on campus?
Sometimes it does, obviously some protests have some effects, but I don't really think that should be
the central like purpose of a protest. It's more just like exercising your right to freedom of speech, expressing your opinion, letting people know that there is this, you know, opinion out there, that it's often these voices go very much unheard. But it's, I mean, it's a very tricky issue and it's so complex, yeah, because a lot of the time protests, activism and things like that, I feel can flatten an issue, make it maybe less nuanced, less complex.
I think maybe doing things that are more controversial, for example, doing a massive protest, it is more effective because it did channel more instead of doing a couple of Instagram posts and like saying we reject it. But I think at the end of the day, it's not going to change much. The Israeli minister still came, she still spoke, and she went back. So it didn't really like impact what she was saying or like the overall impact, but it did kind of draw attention to the issue. A bit like the Black Lives Matter protest, that's the reason why I don't really think I went, because I knew, yes, we can go, but then is there actually going to be any effective change at the end of this?
I feel like it depends, but I think when it comes to politics, that there are things that have intrinsic value and there are things that have instrumental value. And the thing is that you can go through the formal ways and maybe ask your MP to do something and it might not even work. So I feel like regardless, even if people want to say that student action kind of has like no instrumental value, that nothing happens, I still think there are lots of intrinsic things, like, you know, becoming more educated, participating in your community, and like not being like not living in isolation, understanding that you have to be sympathetic and understanding to other causes that are happening in the world. So I feel like even if people, like, sometimes it might not be effective, sometimes it might not lead to what you want to happen, but I don't think that means that it should deter you from not doing anything at all. I still feel like there's just positives in just doing it, even if, you know, it's not going to lead to what you want it to lead to, because there's so many things with formal action. For example, like the government of the UK, they even have a petition website, and some things don't get through, some things don't get passed.
I think the question we should ask isn't like effectiveness, it should be how we express our ideas. Nevertheless, I think the most important part is the cause. And like, for example, in like the current protest against the Israeli ambassador, like, it might not have reaped results, but in one sense, it created the awareness towards this cause. So I think ultimately the effectiveness should be weighed by perhaps like the awareness of the cause or the exposure of the cause to other people.
I don't think it has much effect. Like, I think if it was more organized with a national sort of campaign, I guess. But I mean, the Palestine protest was obviously very LSE specific because of the ambassador coming, but it doesn't do anything to stop anyone. And I don't think the protest should have happened in the first place, but if it did, I don't think it got much done.
Yeah, so I'm not completely certain on it, because I think protests are a good way to get a message out there and for people to kind of get their message out. And you know, we're all talking about it now, a week afterwards, whereas if nothing had happened, we would have just forgotten. And I think the fact, you know, specific to that, I think there was quite a good reason for the protest. The fact that there was just the one Israeli ambassador coming without the Palestine representative being there, and I think it was quite one-sided, and I think it deserves a kind of a voice. And I think it's good when people come together, and it obviously in an organised way and not in a way that's like disrespectful or disruptive. And I mean, some would argue that for a protest to be effective, it needs to be like disruptive and disrespectful and stuff. It's mixed opinions. It depends a lot on the cause. But I think for things like students and in university settings, I think it's quite a natural thing, because students are young people. They're a young voice. Yeah. So I think if they are to happen, it's most appropriate here in a way, I think.
Personally, I don't see it as being that effective generally. Most of the time it seems fairly disorganised and incoherent a lot of the time. Because there are so many different groups, they're all disjointed, and there's like a lot of factional infighting and stuff. And a lot of the time they might agree on the core principle or something, but then argue over the semantics and will lose sight of the actual issue and not get anything done.
It's effective in getting the message out, but it is not permissible for the school to allow it, because it's just poor conduct. For example, like this particular protest was not lambasted because it held the popular view. But let's imagine that like I had very like far right leaning view. For example, it's not very well accepted by society. And then I see someone talk about feminism and I'm very unhappy with that. So I get a bunch of my friends together and we do a protest about it. Like like, because I mean, I study law, right? In legal terms, like, the actions of that protest and my protest are doing are the exact same thing. We are just advocating our view. But probably if I did it, there would be a lot more like outcry. And the idea that anyone can just start a protest for someone saying something against their view is just not like it's not a way to civil discourse.
Do you think there is a potential for the message behind the student protest to be lost if they turn violent or become too big?
To me, it seems like people are being extremely sensitive. I mean, if that's considered a violent protest today, I don't know what a peaceful protest looks like anymore. Then, I mean, apparently shouting or expressing an opinion that upsets other people, offends other people, is considered violent now. But it's an interesting issue. It's an interesting topic because obviously the protest was not violent in the sense that anybody was hurting another person or damaging physical property. I think they were saying it was violent because of the certain slogans or something that were being chanted.
Sort of like shouting down, the other side as well.
And I was actually thinking as that was happening how when we speak about violence, often it's like destruction of property, harm of another person's body. But then I feel like for some reason, sound or voice, speech is like its own realm where you have like more freedom to do things that may hurt or may damage, but it's not necessarily, maybe you can call it violent if you want, but I don't think it's a bad thing. I think people need to be able to like toe that line of saying things that are offensive, saying things that are quote unquote violent, as these conservative press members called it, in order to like push our society into a certain direction. It's going to hurt somebody. Obviously, if there's an unpopular idea, it's going to hurt somebody. So I think that's necessary. If they want to call it violent, you can quote me saying violence in that sense is necessary.
It depends on the protest, because sometimes if the protest is like an abundance of people, it can be watered down, or like it could lose its sense of meaning. And if people don't understand the message, or they're just there because of maybe like anger and stuff, then it can be watered down and you can't really truly get to the message or the issue. But then at times, sometimes when it is based on anger, you can, like, the issue is center stage. Yes. Because, like, for example, the Israeli protest, the anger, it was mainly based on anger because she was here and she was able to have a platform. But then it wasn't getting to the root of the issue, which is the Palestinian-Israeli issue and the racism which some Israelis project onto Palestinians.
It can do, but I was walking past the Holborn earlier and these guys were protesting the police and they had like 7 different messages. No one's going to remember 7.
I go up to every single one of them.
But if you have a single unified protest, I think even as big as it gets, as long as the message is still the same, it's hard to do that. I mean, even you saw that with the Black Lives Matter, like it started meaning different things to different people.
Yeah.
And it did get too big probably.
Yeah.
Not because the cause wasn't right, but because of the way the protest happened.
So like proper organisation basically.
Yeah, proper organisation is probably the most important part of the protest.
I think that it's very shameful that it had like, I think it's a great thing that all students come together to speak about one thing and protest about it, but the fact the way it happened, because I think we all know about what happened in the end, the fact that it didn't remain peaceful and it kind of became violent, and also there were some things that have been said that were not respectful at all. I think that is a huge shame, and I think that we want to avoid that in the future. But apart from that, I think that going together is a great thing. If it becomes violent, then it will not have the same impact, because the fact that people are young is already really hard for them to be really considerate. But if they become violent, then people will not think that it's something that has been really thought through, and it's kind of like a reaction that is really quick, whereas if you do it peacefully, organized, like, and a lot of different events about that cause, that will be way more taken seriously, I think. If it comes to violence, I think it gets lost, because the social, like, I don't know, journalists and things are only talking about the violence of the act and not why this protest has been like made by students. They only underline the violence of the acts, which is, I mean, of course it's important to address the issue because it is not normal what happened, but in the other side, like, they never talked about how come did so many people in LSE had like to talk about the issue, because that's also a question we can raise, like, why did so many people thought it was very important to do all of this? The thing, it is also too easy to only focus on one side of the problem, which is like the consequence of the protest and not why in the first place it occurred.
No one can stop anyone from holding a few signs, you know what I mean? But if it's at a point where it's like chanting and shouting, if they're making noise that's louder than the construction over there, right? It's like being a hooligan, you know? No, like, there's this saying, I don't know where it's from, but in an argument, the first person who loses his temper loses the argument. You know, that's kind of how I interpret it. It's like your view can be fully legitimate, but if the way that you're going about like advocating for it is a bit, it's like, it's very lawless, like it feels very lawless, or it feels very like too much of an outrage, you know what I mean?
Do you think that proper communication channels water down the message, and that sometimes protesting is the only option to get your unfiltered message across?
Absolutely, absolutely. Like, when people try and tell you how to protest, this is completely ridiculous.
Like through a feedback channel or anything.
It's
like
bullshit. It's come on, like, okay. These feedback channels, these, like, a lot of them, okay, they are effective if you want to make, like, if you want to change an institution, but if you're, like, fundamentally going against what an institution stands for, then obviously, like, their reporting system, or, like, come to us and, like, tell us your problems, like, that's not the point I'm trying to make here. I'm trying to, like, speak to you directly. And
sort of like get your unfiltered message out.
Unfiltered message, yeah. And also, like, a protest is not just about the message that is being portrayed, it's also about the style of performance that's taking place. I don't want to call it a performance, but, like, it's the style of spectacle. Like
going, how it's presented.
How it's being presented, exactly. So, like, if you're going through, like, a formal system where you have to, like, write down your concern in, like, a slip or whatever, this is a completely different thing to, like, being with hundreds of people on the street and shouting. And there's a different aesthetic to it. Everything is different. It's a different form completely. And so to demand that people only protest in this particular way is really limiting, I think, the scope of what freedom of speech is and what protest is supposed to do.
I think protest is probably the next step, isn't it?
Yeah.
Grievance first, say, yeah. And then if nothing happens or if not enough happens, then the protests come.
Yeah.
And protests only happen when enough people have the same problem.
That's true. You don't. You can't issue. Have a... I don't know if you can define a protest by having three people standing in the plaza with signs. I mean, maybe, but the fact you can gather kind of 100 people to you know, make noise throughout the whole campus shows that there is
kind of people actually care. About
people care, and you know, they're missing their classes, they're spending their time on campus here to protest. I think that shows more through just text on a feedback form how much people care. So in that sense, protests do, you know, it gives the director, wherever she's watching from her office, it gives her like a actual hands-on view. She can see everyone.
So you think protests are like a good way to get message across?
Definitely.
As long as they're not excessively used.
Yeah, of course.
Because just water down the value of it, don't you? But yeah.
Like, the structures are in every place for a reason. They wouldn't have them there just to ignore them. It's just a waste of everyone's time at that point. Obviously, a big institution like LSE can't just make changes overnight, like big changes. Like, I don't want us to give a specific example, but if you were asking for a big change, they can't just provide that straight away because 50 students showed up in front of the library. There has to be, they have to take their time, look at all the options, and then consider what's best for everyone involved.
I feel like LSE is very supportive of free speech in general, and I think they try to accommodate students' interests as best as they can. And that's also like shown through platforms like Unite You or Unique You, where students can express their opinions about certain things, and generally they try to accommodate the students' like requests. So I think LSE shouldn't be afraid to ask LSE to implement certain processes or implement certain changes.
I prefer the proper channels. Like, if they wanted to do an online petition, I have no objection to that. If they wanted to like not cancel, but like call out this person online through, like, for example, tweets and things like that, or contact the LSE, like LSE management, about like there's a very like controversial speaker coming, I don't like it, this body of students doesn't like it, that's far more acceptable. I still think there's a requirement to be civil, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And while it's true that protests get things like hurt, like, you don't want to set a precedent whereby like as long as somebody is speaking who like contravenes my ideology, my personal ideology, then I organize a protest with my friends to like cause trouble, like make a lot of noise about it. You don't want to set that precedent. You don't want to signify that it's allowable in any respect.
What do you think about the future of student movements and activism? Is it only going to get bigger from here? What are your opinions?
Bigger, yes. Like, our generation seems, compared to our parents' generations, to be more like involved in activism and so forth. But I think it happens on a cycle. I feel like we're in this period of like the 70s again, where you have this like revival of like young voices and radical ideas and progressivism. I think it's going to go bigger, but who knows, maybe our kids will be very conservative. But it also varies from country to country. Like, obviously, so in England, we had like the Black Lives Matter protests last year, which were huge. But Brits are not considered to be people who protest in the way that like going out on the streets and marching. Brits are considered to do like silent protests, you know, like, for example, mask wearing. The way that we protest mask wearing is not by marching on the streets and saying, you know, screw masks, which some people have done, but mostly it's just by not wearing the mask. That's the protest. Whereas like the French are known to like protest for every other issue,
and
like
the Americans
and the Americans too.
Yeah.
with growing platforms like Twitter, it's easier to learn about things. It's easier to learn about like international issues, and therefore it just makes things wider. So let's say, and also with social media, you can record stuff and you can put it on platforms, and then it spreads to everyone. It's not just a couple of people seeing it. It's
so organization is way easier.
Organization is easier because of social media. So I feel like it's going to get larger.
I think it's going to get bigger as we get older, because I think that like the age that people are participating in politics is getting younger and younger and younger. And maybe that has something to do with like social media, technology being more available, like, you know, growth of the middle class. So more people, younger and younger, have technology and have these devices. But I think there's definitely a thing where, like, you know, the age is decreasing. Like, you'll see 13-year-olds and 14-year-olds talking about, like, so many different issues, or maybe being, like, acutely aware of what's happening in, like, Palestine or Sudan or something like that. And I feel like maybe, like, during my sister's generation, those people's really much like a elite uni thing to get involved in politics. But now it's becoming, like, just a more mundane that people should just be aware of everything that's going on in the world.
So we're a more politically engaged generation, you'd say?
Yeah, I think that we're more politically engaged, and I feel like the threshold for people becoming politically engaged is becoming younger and younger.
Yeah, I agree, because like I think this is something I witnessed back in Egypt as I did my undergrad. Like, the interest in politics and political action has vastly increased after the revolution that took place in Egypt in 2011. So
as part of the Arab Spring.
Yeah, exactly. And like more people became aware and interested and engaged, and it reflected in several aspects. I do agree, it's like I have witnessed this change back in Egypt. I think it is the fact, yeah.
Given the current trend of social media and the idea of contribution to anything, basically, I think it's going to get bigger inevitably. And I think, yeah, it's a good thing, because like people are actually standing up for what they believe, and by not causing disruption, but actually like leading to doing things that they believe and putting them into action rather than words only.
Probably less engaged, you know, because they used to care more about politics and maybe socially more engaged, but politically less engaged. So you might see more activism on the social side, but I'd be surprised if there was... There's more outrage, definitely, but I'd be surprised if there was a dramatic increase in protests and activism in that way.
Yeah, I mean, obviously in the UK we've had freedom of speech for quite a while, so I think university institutions have always been quite a hub for... I mean, if we're talking about universities specifically, then they've always been quite a hub for things like protests, because... You know, students have always...
Just the demographics, isn't it?
The demographic of who's at uni are young people who are here to learn and here to essentially make change. If you're talking about, like, the change of young people protesting, then, yeah, I don't think there will be. It just depends on the different causes that come to light, you know, every year. Like, things like Black Lives Matter last year, and then whatever, like, you know, there was a lot of... things shine more light. You know, like, last year, there was a lot of attention on the... Even though it had been a problem... forever, there was a lot of attention on it last year. This year we're seeing a lot of attention on kind of like Palestine and Israel, so we're seeing a lot of protests about that now. And I think it's about what people decide to put their focus on. That's where you see a lot of protests in, and that's what... And every year we'll have protests about different things, but
they're always bigger issues now as well, aren't they? They're not like, oh, the university's done something. Like, I know the Palestine one was because someone was
punching. Yeah.
But it's generally like geopolitical issues.
Yeah. Because like 50 years ago, you'd be protesting the curriculum of the school or something. Like, you wouldn't be protesting Palestine. You might be, but not in the way they would be happening now, I guess.
And protests work on different scales, as you said. Like, you know, they could, you know, decide to make LSE 100 for every single year, and then we'd protest because it's like, you know, no.
I'd protest with you.
Exactly. So, and you know, that would probably bring a lot of students out, but you could argue that the course would be like, you know, what we're protesting for has nowhere near as much significance as like a larger protest like Palestine and stuff, but it is still a protest. The whole point is we want to get our message across about something that we care about. Might not care about it as much as the Palestine conflict, but people still use protest for, you know, reasons big or small, which is why I think that it is just going to be a constant thing.
I think our generation is ready to like challenge the older. I think that we realize that we're in a world where we have a lot of responsibilities and a lot of things to do, and therefore like we are trying to do more action. And also I think, well, students here in England are very driven, so I think that helps. But in general, I think our generation is going to protest much
more. You think that's a good thing or a bad thing?
A good, it's an amazing thing.
I think it depends on the kind of news, right? So if there are like new contentious issues arising, it's probably going to get bigger. if nothing is going to happen for the next few weeks, probably not.
I'm just thinking, I mean, the fact that it's a social science university means that everyone here has at least some interest in like politics or economics or something along those lines. They're going to have an opinion on current affairs. And because it's such a selective university, people here are intelligent and they're aware of what's going on in the world. They're going to be more politically engaged. They're going to want to sometimes take a stand more often than maybe like certain other universities. So I think that's possibly why it's so prevalent here. Yeah, I think it will get bigger. I personally believe it will get bigger, to be honest. I think that just every year, more and more young people become involved in politics. So I just think that we'll see a trend of it increasing.
From what I've seen so far, I think that it's on a trajectory where it's going to increase in scale. Because I think that the actions of the student body and student representatives are kind of like shadowing the actions of greater politics in general, right? Amongst like adults and like the people who run society, basically. Because we're a political school and we're all kind of trying to emulate our behaviour after those people. The socio-political zeitgeist within society seems to be moving in a direction where it's promoting individual liberties and individual rights and like the expression of all of your own personal views. I think that the student body is likely to follow in the next few years. I personally don't view it as good or bad. I mean, it's good to have some representation, but ultimately it's more like a social phenomenon that's just happening, you know? It happens to be the consensus view of, like, or maybe you can argue that, like, just because a few people are very prone to advocacy and stuff like that, their very loud voice is kind of, like, overshadowing the greater percentage of the population who doesn't really say anything, and that's why we're moving in that trajectory. But either ways, the fact that there's a very real spirit in trying to make things better, I don't think can be interpreted as like horrible for anybody.
Thanks for listening, and we hope that you've enjoyed this episode of LSE Streetlight.
If you did, drop us a follow so you can be notified about future episodes and other podcasts from USL.
Okay, so what are your general opinions on student action, like, as a whole?
I don't know enough to really give my opinion. I don't really care either. Yeah, honestly, I couldn't give a fuck.